This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 7th Gorkha Earthquake Memorial Day being observed today. Deadline for nomination filing for the May 13 local level election expiring this evening at 5. And Emmanuel Macron re-elected in French presidential election and vows to unite France. Now, the news in detail. The 7th Memorial Day of the Gorkha earthquake is being observed across the country with various programs. On April 25th, 2015, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake hit the country with its epicenter in Gorkha's Barpak. The disaster killed approximately 9,000 people and injured over 22,000 others. It damaged over 800,000 private houses and 1,500 cultural heritages. Likewise, in a message on the occasion of the 7th anniversary of the Gorkha earthquake today, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed building community-level awareness on disaster preparedness and safety measures to reduce risk. President Bhandari said all three tiers of government have an important role to build community-level awareness and resilience in terms of the earthquake. She also paid tribute to those losing lives in the Gorkha earthquake in 2015. The president also appreciated the reconstruction activities constructed by the government since the earthquake. The deadline for the nomination filing for the May 13 local level election is expiring this evening at 5 p.m. Candidates can file their nominations at their respective office of the election officer at 753 local levels between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. As per the election calendar published by the Election Commission, the nomination filing started yesterday at 10 a.m. The local election for a total of 35,221 positions at 753 local levels across the country is taking place. According to the preliminary data from Election Commission, so far, a total of 10,533 candidates for the election have been registered with the Election Commission and the candidacy update is underway. World Malaria Day is being celebrated today by organizing various awareness programs to mark the success in the fight against malaria. World Malaria Day is observed on April 25th annually to highlight the need for continued investment and sustained political commitment to preventing and controlling malaria across the globe. The day is observed with a different meaningful theme, and this year, the World Health Organization has marked the day under the theme, Harness Innovation to Reduce the Malaria Disease Burden and Save Lives. Acting head of the District Health Office Chitwan, Ram Kesi, urged the people to avoid mosquitoes and go to the nearest health post or hospital as soon as the symptoms of malaria appear, as the risk of the disease increases with the summer season. He added that malaria was transmitted by mosquitoes, adding that reducing the density of mosquitoes was the only way to eradicate malaria. The Department of Revenue Investigation has filed cases against operators of three companies for evading revenues amounting to over ₹180 million by creating fake bills. The department registered cases against the proprietors of different companies involved in fraudulent transactions. According to the department, they are found to have evaded revenues amounting to over ₹180 million by faking value-added tax VAT bills. The department has sought 100% fines along with the recovery of the misappropriated amounts and punishment against them as per the law. The Nepali Army's Sri 25 number field company has constructed a 12 kilometers long road in Congo. The company, mobilized on peacekeeping duty in Congo at the call of the United Nations, constructed the Kototo-Lita-Jili road section and handed it to the body concerned. The construction of the road section started on January 27th and was completed on April 20th. The Congolese officials attending the inauguration program also inspected the football ground at Lita village. The football ground was repaired by the company. The Nepali Army has expressed the belief that the public welfare activities targeted to the local communities carried out by the army mobilized in the conflict-hit country would help create an environment of confidence between the local community and the peacekeeping force, further deepening the relations. Ambassador of Nepal to the United States, Sridhar Khatri, has presented his letters of credence to U.S. President Joe Biden. According to a statement issued by the Nepali embassy, receiving Khatri's letters of credence, President Biden welcomed him to the diplomatic community of Washington, D.C., while stating that his government was interested in further strengthening friendly relations between the U.S. and Nepal. Ambassador Khatri also expressed the hope that the friendly relations between the two countries would be further consolidated and expanded in the days to come. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places in Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 14.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32.6 degrees Celsius. At present, there is an influence of local winds in the hilly terrain of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Emmanuel Macron has won 5 more years as France's president after a convincing victory over rival Marine Le Pen, who nevertheless secured the far right's highest share of the vote yet. Mr. Macron won by 58.55% to 41.45%, a greater margin than expected. The centrist leader told jubilant supporters at the foot of the Eiffel Tower that now the election was over, he would be a president for all. He is the first sitting president in 20 years to be re-elected. The United States has confirmed that Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin traveled to Kiev to meet Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday. It is the highest level visit to Ukraine by American officials since the invasion began and was only announced once the pair had left Ukraine. Officials said they met Ukraine's President Zelensky and pledged more than $700 million in military aid. According to regional officials on the ground, Russian shelling continues in the east with civilians' deaths reported in northeastern Kharkiv and eastern Donetsk. Furthermore, UK Defence Intelligence has said Russia is planning a staged referendum in the southern city of Kherson aimed at justifying its occupation. The Chinese capital Beijing has kicked off mass testing for millions of residents after a spike in COVID cases. The Chaoyang district reported 26 cases over the weekend, the highest number so far in Beijing's latest surge. Long queues outside the supermarkets and shops were seen despite government assurance of a sufficient food supply. It comes amid fears that Beijing could face a similar situation to Shanghai, which has seen some 25 million people shut in their homes for weeks. According to a notice by city's disease prevention team, all 3.5 million residents in the city's largest Chaoyang district will undergo 3 rounds of mass testing. In contrast to many other countries, China is pursuing a zero-COVID strategy to completely eradicate the virus from the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Seventh Gorkha Earthquake Memorial Day being observed today. Deadline for nomination filing for May 13 local level election expiring this evening at 5. And Emmanuel Macron re-elected in French presidential election and vows to unite France. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.